had nothing to do with these ones running around nowadays calling themselves Jews. They may call themselves Jews. I take it back. You may not. That's a hate word. How can that be? Dorma is a Semite. You are Semite. How can you be anti-Semitic when that's what you are? I do believe that she is correct. She should have asked him, what do you mean by that? Because, of course, what is meant is intimidation gets you on the list. And you come up registered as a domestic terrorist. Take change.
Hey, go ahead.
This is tape number 2 on April the 14th, 1996. I believe our esteemed scientist is about to give us a lecture.
Certainly hope not. Just as you mentioned this about terrorism, and Janet Reno is on CNN today listing the new engineering laws that are going into effect to counter terrorists, and a lot of them are very subversive, very quiet. The police are going to be given new powers of investigation and deportation. People can drop right off the face of the earth and no questions will be asked. I just want to say that's just being announced today on the noon news.
Well, it's been around for quite some time now. In your domestic terrorism cases, Janet Reno is the leader. She is the authority. Remember, we wrote about that greatly. And it's just now working its way through. And she will control the forces of the United Nations, which will be called National Police, I believe. And they are in charge of any domestic terroristic activities, such as Just Us Community, with what do they have there, 15 people now? A little sovereign, self-sovereignized little group of people. I think you'll find it interesting to note that they continue to say they issued bogus checks and things like that, but very, very little attention is being given to that anymore. Everybody notice that? Mm-hmm. It's important. Keep your eye on the plan. Yes.
Terry Dean here. It's been about a year through David Williams that I've wanted to come and meet. And I feel like I'm here for a reason, but can you tell me what the reason is?
Yeah, it's time somebody decided that journalists, etc., have some rights in this world, and people as citizens have some rights in this world. And as a matter of fact, you can make a difference.
Okay.
You're one of the few in this room that can make the difference, and I've been playing quite strongly directly to you.
Yes, you've been talking mostly about the state of our body and how it gets out of balance with all the different little bugs, I call them. I did come here with a number of things that address our health, not from me, but things I've recently become acquainted with. So, anybody want to investigate that, they can see me.
My hope is that after we take a break, I would like EJ to get home to bed. So I would appreciate it, all of you, any of you who would stay and share. He's got some extremely important things that he can share with you.
Plus a video.
Maybe you'd like to do that. If I don't keep it going for too long. You do have some things that could work beautifully in tandem with what we already have. And it doesn't diminish either. It enhances both. And our only purpose is truly to share. It's been hard. It's especially been hard for people like Dave. to have to come down here over and over and over and over again. We've become very, very good friends. And yet, how do you reach out? And shouldn't this be carried forth? And all of these things. Well, yes, they should be. But you can see the myriads of attackers that we have. So everything that is done has to be done very openly and very low-key. Anyone else like to share anything?
Oh, I have something else.
And I have four more paragraphs to share.
Well, all right.
Now, this is going to be dated information, but tomorrow is April Fool's Day, isn't it not?
No.
April the 15th?
First.
Well, it's very definitely April Fool's. Yes.
Excuse me. Anybody paying income tax is a fool. Tonight, how many people here listen to Irwin Schiff on 840 AM radio? Okay, so there was a reason to come. You have Irwin Schiff, who wrote The Federal Mafia, Crime Begins at the Government. And it's, isn't it Janet Reno? Janet Reno, I think it is. Twice.
Stick with ATP.
I think that is his name, or how we think of it. That's his name. In fact, I'm curious if you got any confirmation that she used to be a he. Anyway.
You see, I'm not the only one that tells you these tales.
Okay. Now, everybody likes a little bit. Nobody likes a smart one, but I've been 30 years aware of the Illuminati at that level and gathering as much information to share. And it gets frustrating. In fact, 6 months ago, I gave up on this whole thing. I'm a member. There's no membership, but for quite a while, I've attended the Granada Forum down in Tarzana and have supplied my source of information. Consequently, on this tax thing, and this is data of information for the tapes, but maybe somebody will start listening to 840 almost any night at 10 o'clock. It's out of North Las Vegas. You'll hear Lou Epton during the week. Sunday night, Saturday, I don't know, it might be sports. Sunday night from 10 to 12 is Irwin Schiff. For those of you who don't know him, they threw him in jail for not filing a tax return. And he knew the law. In fact, the only reason he went to jail is because he doesn't testify, and the federal judge lied to the jury. But, you know, such as it is, what he did come up with now is how to file a 1040 using zeros and an attached letter saying if you file it any other way, according to what he quotes as Supreme Court rulings, that you'd be committing perjury. Because that is you do sign your an affidavit swearing to all things you put down there are true, like, you assess yourself of the tax. Anyway, by filing a zero tax, you get all your money back. Or that's yet to be seen. In some cases, they're getting tricky. After Irwin Schiff at 12 o'clock comes John Rizzo. And Lamont from John Rizzo is in Las Vegas with Irwin Schiff. They're both in the same city. By the way, Irwin Schiff ran for the Libertarian Party against Brown here in California and of course, lost. But 12 o'clock is John Rizzo. He's called the debt doctor. He's a lawyer. Lamont runs a center or foundation from Hawaii of a growing by the day of lawyers that are waking up and telling the truth about the IRS. They have another approach. They don't file a 1040. They file a supplement, which is legal now. And it's basically stating that after seeking legal advice, they list a number of things that they say, you know, through legal counsel, I find that I don't owe the tax. Now, if you find this is an error in any way, please inform me within 30 days. Otherwise, send me my money. 10 o'clock, 8:40, almost any night at 10.
I just had a brief thought this morning, Commander. Because so many thoughts seem to come, I don't know if it's true of everyone as well as me, but so many different things to do and areas of responsibility to educate into. And the mind seems to go, oh, but I need to do this, and then you start, oh, I need to do that. And it's also important. But it kind of all gets in the way of, but it seems like I don't really get anything done. maybe you could comment on how we could get something done.
The whole world's being affected by that right now.
Well, we keep on keeping on. And we have to be very, very careful to disallow ourselves to be sucked into anything that can be referenced. You see, we've heard it all now in the depositions. Your friends that you protected and trusted and served, literally taking responsible positions in the Institute on the board of directors, went forth and they've turned you into the IRS. Just wait. I am jesting not. They are calling you and have sworn to it, and it's coming right back through the mouth of Stephen Horn, and he's got stacks of documents of corporation records that could only have been supplied to him by the people with the corporations. You're going to learn, people, that from the beginning when you wanted to start some little group, and I said no. Leave me out. We have a job to do. We have many things to accomplish. Separate businesses. You can shelter them very, very well in the state of Nevada, doing everything exactly according to the law. You see, one reason that I don't even particularly, I don't care what you do about your income taxes. It's unlawful the way it's set up. Purely unlawful what they do to you. On the other hand, there are ways that you can accomplish what you need to accomplish without even stirring them up that much. But it does require at least trustworthy friendship. When you place your trust in someone and they betray you, how do you think Isu Emmanuel felt? That's what is called. This is why there is a term called the kiss of death. It's carried through in the mafia, La Costa Nostra, Miss Puka, friends betray. So what you have to do is do everything that you do as if the whole world can see it. And that's what the way we have to live. It has been extremely interesting to watch what happens in these depositions because you don't have, there may be little forgotten details of something that literally do come back. The most difficult thing that Dorma had in facing this was being asked, was your memory better in 1988 or today about this happening? Well, obviously, as it was happening, you're experiencing it, so I guess the next day your memory would be pretty good. On the other hand, with 8 years of documentation and puzzle pieces coming together, the retrospection on this incident, you now know a lot more than you knew then. So how do you answer that question? Well, you just have to suffer through it. While he asks 15, 20 different ways the identical question, and most people at this point get angry. Or you try to further explain it. And you still don't know, and that was the first answer you should have given in the first place. Well, I don't want to look that foolish, that stupid. I should have known some of this. Should you? Certainly not in this deposition, you shouldn't. The less you know, the better off you are, dummy. But unfortunately, Dorma's not allowed to go in there with EJ and the lawyers with duct tape on her mouth.
Excuse me, Commander?
Yes.
Being my first time, what is this deposition?
Oh. 8 years ago in May on the 24th, 1988.
Are you going before the IRS?
No.
Or the courts?
No.
Yeah. No, this is before the courts in a suit. Over an unlawful detainer. These people were told they had to come to the auction to buy their property because, as it turns out in retrospect, the theft of the property went all the way to the White House.
Was it through the IRS?
No, it was through the Resolution Trust Corporation.
The only reason I reason I mention that is because the IRS has no authority. And a simple tape recorder can stop any IRS audit, lien, what do you call it when they take your house, your paycheck, your bank account?
Levy.
Just ask them by what authority they can do this. They have no authority whatsoever. There's no law that you have to pay income tax or give them the right to do anything more than a postal clerk.
Well, in this particular case, it was over property. There was a contract with the prior owner of the property, and they went into default. Then the nightmare starts.
Okay.
They
but
tell
it's all
you,
on tape, so you can get tapes for 4 years.
It is an experience. You see, it's a nasty, rotten experience, but usually this massive machine, and it's all part of the IRS, the RTC, every one of these private corporations.
Unlawful.
Unlawful private corporations. Absolutely right. It's all attached to the banksters and the Federal Reserve, so we could be here till this time, 10 years from now, and not get it all recovered. But in the journals, we have covered all of this.
Sound like a job for those freemen in Montana. They should have been contacted when they first started putting their liens on. By the way, I'm fully aware of what's really going on there.
Well, we're aware of what's going on there also, but I, you know, each time that there is talk of taking up arms,
yeah,
it's really, really difficult because I will never, ever be put in a position of ever having anyone go from here and saying they advocate war or anything, because we don't. We don't need it to win. In fact, we need not to have it to win.
Well, Leroy Schweitzer's motive was to use paper bullets, run the Federal Reserve through crashing down their whole credit system, the whole fraudulent banking system, and he's getting free advertising. He's going to succeed.
I think we should all help him.
Well, ta-da. There's Mama Zita and Uncle Rick.
I'll cover your bases and your assets.
I think you'll enjoy visiting with him afterwards. And I don't want any of you to say, now, we knew about this 10 years ago, because we've only been doing this 7. He needs to come visit us more often.
Just invite him.
We don't have a group. Speak to somebody and ask if they would give you a call. Dave always gets called.
He always invited me the days you had the council.
Oh, well.
At the Granada Forum. Then. Good time. Time was on.
Let me finish this reading.
All right. Let's hear it for E.J. finishing the reading.
Is the giving away of the substances an altruistic gesture? No, the giving away of the substances without full instructions in a how-to-use guide with the product indicates an effort to protect the people involved. The structured memberships and offshore trusts indicate good business, which protects further the people involved. Don't be blind and silly. Use these tools well and recognize in knowing what is taking place, and then you aren't among the foolish dingle-dangles who destroy all the good opportunities through your selfish need to make others pay for your mistakes. So the Hudson plan sounds too good? Well, so be it. Just how are you going to turn your dirt, when you get it, into all of those abundant and valuable metals? How are you going to get your gold out of the dirt? So, alchemy is the cat's meow, isn't it? It is just that it is so elusive to the masses to perform. And the factory tour that you don't really want to take? Well, consider that a rock crusher isn't such an interesting thing. You are focused on the idea and by his own presentation. It is not the monatomic gold product he refers to in this offer of current undertaking. When are you going to get out of the sandbox, upside down? Or better yet, if you choose your sand wisely, stay in it. No, I do not put down this wondrous man, for he is gifted and special, but I do dislike the method of using the gift so carelessly. When we are given the very gift of the knowledge of life, we must attend it most carefully and selectively, lest it be scattered as the pearls before the trampling swine and is lost to man forever. Good morning.
Finally made it.
Commander?
Yes.
I would make a brief comment about earthquakes if I can. The status of the same.
Very good. You've got some pretty interesting volcanic activity going on, too.
Yeah, the volcanoes all up and down, practically the entire Ring of Fire, are active. There are many more. And the main alert that I wanted to talk about was, for now, over a week, the main, speaking of the Internet, the main earthquake maps that we would monitor for information have been offline. That is for Palm Springs area, greater Los Angeles area, and the entire Southern California area. There are three major maps which show all of the earthquake activity. The only one they are allowing to remain operational is one that only shows quakes above magnitude 2.5, and it's a little slow in plotting those. They get around to it when they get around to it. And for a few days around the Easter holidays, I thought maybe they were just using it as an excuse to take a few days off and nobody would monitor the equipment. But it is now a full week, and these maps have been down. And the activity that they were showing a week and a half ago was quite alarming. There is a Canadian map, Canadian group, that plots some American data and some Canadian data. And when you pull up that particular map of the West Coast, the area from north of San Francisco down through Monterey is completely solid in activity. Now, remember, you have a smaller scale map here, so a dot on that map takes up a little more room, but it is absolutely bloodied over with earthquake activity. And then down, as you come down to Southern California, it gets active again. However,
would you repeat that? Bloodied over?
Yes.
Interesting choice of words.
Well, because I wanted to ask you about something, because several of us have been feeling very, very strong. I don't know how to put it. I don't usually get this way, but some combination of something between fear and terror. And these are feeding into a vision I was given in 1990 of what it would look like along the West Coast when the fault went. Now, you know that I do see things from Tonio Soltec, but this is way beyond that.
That's why I ask you about your term.
Well, it just
as long as you know what that means to you.
Yes, I do. Thank you. I needed the confirmation because it's been kind of nerve-wracking the last few days. I am feeling it, and Callie is also feeling it over in Arizona. And it's hard to trace, but I can tell you, as a matter of fact, these idiots tell us more by the fact that they would shut these maps off at this time. And as Commander says, I'm equally as livid about the proliferation of the Internet as I am using it, because what it is doing right now, and I say this more for the tape audience, don't throw out your old reference books. Don't abandon your local library. Don't abandon your personal library for the sake of this stupid Internet, because as easily as they're going to suck people in to getting all of your information off the Internet, it is usually candied over information, glib and superficial, and it is missing much, and at any moment they can shut it off. And then there you are with nothing, if you throw out your old dictionary and your old reference books and your old encyclopedias. In fact, your oldest encyclopedias from 1909, 1910 are more important, because as several of our researchers, as I just look over here at Nora, has often shown, you have to go back to the old encyclopedias to get the truth. They have revised them so much in recent years that there's no truth in them anymore. So I just wanted to note that the earthquake activity level has reached such a proportion in Southern California that it is not being reported. Now, these are major government-funded operations from Caltech and the USGS in Southern California. And for them to sit idle for an entire week with no explanation when you call up these maps, no saying we're down with equipment failures or anything, ought to tell anybody with some open eyes of how critical the situation is right now. And that's really all I want to say. Other than that, the activity around the entire Ring of Fire has gone up by another order of magnitude. The magnitude of the quakes themselves are higher, and the volcanic activity associated with these pressures has gotten to the point where there's more activity, both of underwater volcanic action and action right along the edges. The volcanoes in South America going up through Mexico And, of course, the Long Valley Caldera there at Mammoth is very, very active, has remained so. And that's really all I wanted to say.
Boy, you can get a lot of iridium and rhodium in you. And if you get close enough to those active volcanoes, you'll ascend, too. You will alchemize yourself into a visible vapor.
With or without the iridium.
With or without, right. Without it, certainly without any separation. And I would further make just a little bit of a notation to you that all of the things, for instance, and I'm not even going to give you source or resource, but some in this room know exactly what I'm talking about, and if you crush that and put it in a capsule and took a couple of them a day, you'll be flying too. So when you want to deal with these things, let's be sure we know what we're talking about. And it'd be far better for you than dolomite. You will get some silica in it, too, and it'll strengthen up your bones. So let's utilize these things, but let's be very, very careful about giving away our own information to be used, to be taken and used. Because of all things that we must take care with, it is by not coming under the inspection glass. Bob has created some incredibly wonderful devices, only to have the government take them, raid the people and take them. And the people involved with them now have to work in England or somewhere else just to be able to use his own product. So let's be very careful the position we put our own friends in by demanding too much and to know too much. Well, just explain just to me. Well, you see, if many things had been explained before, if people had only asked many, many things, particularly about the Institute, could have been easily explained in one or two sentences, rather than go sneak behind backs and try to dig up information and then lie about what you've done. This is what gets you in trouble. Let's not put one another in a position of being open to be charged by the government for giving out any kind of information. Whatever we offer is right out there. Anyone in this room who makes a statement are welcome to make those statements. You're visitors, and this is a fine place to make those statements. And we try to give anyone who wants to come and share. And it's just about time for our Area 51 friends to come forth and share some more stuff. We've got some real stuff going on over there.